5. The Custodians of Knowledge. The superaphic Custodians of Knowledge are the higher living epistles known and read by all who dwell on Paradise. They are the divine records of truth, the living books of real knowledge. You have heard about records in the Book of Life. The Custodians of Knowledge are just such living books, records of perfection, imprinted upon the eternal tablets of divine life and supreme surety. They are, in reality, living, automatic libraries. The facts of the universes are inherent in these primary supernafim, actually recorded in these angels, and it is also inherently impossible for an untruth to gain lodgment in the minds of these perfect and replete repositories of the truth of eternity and the intelligence of time. These custodians conduct informal courses of instruction for the residents of the Eternal Isle, but their chief function is that of reference and verification. Any sojourner on Paradise may at will have by his side the living repository of the particular fact or truth he may wish to know. At the northern extremity of the isle, there are available the living finders of knowledge, who will designate the director of the group holding the information sought, and forthwith will appear the brilliant beings who are the very thing you wish to know. No longer must you seek enlightenment from engrossed pages. You now commune with living intelligence face to face. Supreme knowledge you thus obtain from the living beings who are its final custodians. When you locate the supernafim, who is exactly what you desire to verify, you will find available all the known facts of all universes, for these custodians of knowledge are the final and living summaries of the vast network of the recording angels, ranging from the seraphim and seconophim of the local and superuniverses to the chief recorders of the tertiary supernafim in Havona. And this living accumulation of knowledge is distinct from the formal records of Paradise, the cumulative summary of universal history. The wisdom of truth takes origin in the divinity of the central universe, but knowledge, experiential knowledge, largely has its beginnings in the domains of time and space. Therefore, the necessity for the maintenance of the far-flung superuniverse organizations of the recording seraphim and supernafim, sponsored by the celestial recorders. These primary supernafim, who are inherently in possession of universe knowledge, are also responsible for its organization and classification. In constituting themselves the living reference library of the universe of universes, they have classified knowledge into 7 grand orders, each having about 1,000,000 subdivisions. The facility with which the residents of Paradise can consult this vast store of knowledge is solely due to the voluntary and wise efforts of the custodians of knowledge. The custodians are also the exalted teachers of the central universe, freely giving out their living treasures to all beings on any of the Havona circuits, and they are extensively, though indirectly, utilized by the courts of the Ancients of Days. But this living library, which is available to the central and superuniverses, is not accessible to the local creations. Only by indirection and reflectivity are the benefits of Paradise knowledge secured in the local universes.